This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Last week I got an email from my good friend Kevin, who, as I've said on previous shows, now lives with the first flock of the McCall dynasty. When I left Boise, Idaho to pursue urban agriculture in New York City, thinking if I can make it as a chickener there, I can make it as a chickener anywhere, but also realizing that if urban agriculture is needed anywhere, it's needed here, I left the flock in Kevin's capable hands. My partner and I and the hens, named Quincy and Quinoa, actually all lived together for a few months on Kevin's compound, a small abode in several hundred square feet of dirt across the street from a handful of bawdy taverns popular with weekend aficionados of unmuffled American-made motorcycles. Thus, Kevin had some basic training in keeping chickens, and he took to it like a duck to water, getting right into a feeding and watering regimen, caring for the coop, spreading fertilizer on his crops, benefiting from non-toxic pest and weed control, and enjoying fresh eggs, while impressing his neighbors with his living example of the power of the chicken. But as with any chickener, Kevin still has questions from time to time, and I am honored to be his most trusted advisor. His email to me reads, "Dear Bucky, it may be that Quinoa is broody. She has remained in the coop for a couple of days and doesn't eat anything I put in front of her. I put a fake egg in with her since I thought that's what she wants. Am I doing this right? It's been so long since they have done this. I can't remember." What happened here, for my viewers who don't know, is that Quinoa did indeed go broody. Every so often, a hen's hormones will kick in to a degree that compels her to try to hatch as many eggs as she is sitting on at the time. Broody hens are more likely to get upset if you remove the egg or eggs they're trying to hatch. When I first started with chickens, I thought it would be more humane to put what's sometimes known as a nest egg, a fake egg made of wood or stone, in the nest with them. My hens love their first nest egg. All three of them have attempted to hatch the emu-sized marble egg. When under the spell of broody hormones, I guess they don't know that only an egg fertilized by a rooster will ever hatch. Unfortunately, the nest egg, normally used to encourage chickens to favor the nest you want them to use, seems to be a comfort to a broody hen, but it's also kind of an unintentional, cruel, practical joke. A chicken trying to hatch chicks from eggs stays on the nest almost constantly. Every day at some point they'll get up to stretch, eat a whole bunch of grain, drink a lot of water, and make a really large poop. Then they settle back in on their nest. Eventually, most will give up on an egg, go back to their normal routine, and start laying again in about a week. But some are more stubborn than others. I either forgot to explain all this to Kevin, or he forgot. This was my response. You could let her try for a couple weeks, since that may be a natural part of the chicken cycle. But it seems to me like more strain than it's worth, and it's harder to convince her in particular to give up once she started. I'd recommend not letting her have any eggs, fake or otherwise. In fact, don't let her even see an egg, and manually removing her from the nest every chance you get. She'll go right back at first, but after a few days, it'll help get her out of the mood. Food won't interest her much, so don't even bother trying to tempt her with that. I'm convinced that left to her own devices, Quinoa'll sit on the nest until she starves to death. Most hens give up on their own, but not her. Breaking her rhythm does seem to cause her a day or two of distress, but it saves her from starving herself, and in the end, I really believe she's relieved to have the whole chemical imbalance of broodiness over and done with. Some chickens are broodier than others, by individual and by breed. I've never heard of a breed that never goes broody, but some, like Oricanas, famous for their blue and green eggshells, are notoriously hard to breed because they rarely set on a nest. Quinoa's flockmate Quincy is a Seabright, who went broody once, her first year of maturity, gave up after less than 48 hours of coaxing, and never tried again. Other breeds are known to be radically broody. Silkies, the fluffy-looking and cuddly chickens you may see a lot nowadays, are so breedy that the roosters have been known to hatch eggs. Silkies are often kept by breeders to be put into service as hatchers of fertilized eggs of other non-broody breeds. And, as with other characteristics, broodiness varies by individual. The other mixed breed, now with Kevin, Neem, used to go broody annually, and be a little stubborn about it. But now that she's older, she still lays, but hardly ever tries to hatch an egg. Wild birds are very determined about their broodiness, but they tend to only lay a couple or a few eggs annually during breeding and brooding season. Chickens once were a little more like that, but domestication has changed their patterns. Recently, in my New York City neighborhood of Astoria and Queens, a pair of red-tailed hawks have taken residence, and the female recently went broody. The male helped out a little, bringing food and even setting on the eggs for a few minutes at a time, now and then, when she was apparently desperate for a break. I went to check in periodically on her, and to my eye, it was kind of adorable to watch this predator bird behaving just like a mother hen. I've heard that last year, she sat out a hurricane on the nest. At any rate, Kevin wrote back to me and said, "Thanks for the advice. I kind of felt that I made a mistake letting her brood. I will begin performing the correct behavior modifications, as you have laid out." I thought it was funny that he used that terminology, as some people use methods of breaking hens from broodiness that seem to me to be rather cold and possibly even cruel. I've heard suggestions to put ice cubes in the nest in place of eggs, or to lock chickens up for a period out of sight of any eggs, or to expose them to a rooster who will constantly try to mate with them. I recommend persistent, gentle persuasion, but I will admit that it can be difficult to chickeners who are not near the coop all day. Still, Kevin works a regular day job, and he managed. A few days more, and he reported back to me. "Quinoa came out of her brooding behavior shortly after I consulted you. I would remove her gently, and she would walk around a bit, then return to the coop as you predicted. She soon began to come out on her own, and now she's back to normal. I've noticed that she's much more comfortable with me now. She even hops up on my lap when I eat at the table. They are happy with lots of bug hunting to do. I'm hoping for someone to have a big earwig problem pop up, so I can take them over to their house to feast. I'm glad that I left the Bacaw flock with such a kind and attentive chickener. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time." Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.